What does it mean to live as a Spirit-led missionary? And our second reading today gives us a clear example that we are to share what we have received. But then one of the things that needs to also accompany that is to share it with love, with patience, and with peace. Truth is a powerful thing. And when truth is shared with love, charity, kindness, gentleness, and understanding, it can change people's lives. When truth is shared with anger, a vindictive spirit, and a heart that ceases to guilt, it can become destructive. Same truth. But oftentimes, as I'm finding as I get older with my faith, that in this era that we live in, that literally we are in a gold era of religious resources and the faith. You can, this afternoon, by this evening, if you don't know of any good resources to try to understand your Catholic faith, boy, you can find them like that. Whether it be things like Bishop Barron's courses, I know that Halo app is a big thing. I finally broke down and I signed up for the Halo app. I still am trying to figure it out, but it looks like there's a lot of good stuff on it. Boy, but are we receptive to it? Do we allow our hearts to be open to it? Because if they're not, we can treat these resources simply as my library at home. I love certain kinds of fiction. I love naval history fiction. Yes, slightly nerdy and very Nietzsche. But I pull it, I read it, I start to think about the fun naval battles that never happened, and then I put the book back on the shelf and I forget about it. And so I'm like, you know what, I need a mental break. Let me read about these fictional naval battles again. If we treat our faith in such a way, it can't change our hearts. And that's why I think it's always important for us, and it's so apropos because we just had confirmation on Friday, that after receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the three main fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, peace, and joy. And when we live out our lives, and we live out our lives of faith, it should be lived out with love, with peace, with joy. Friday night at confirmation, I know that the Holy Spirit was given to our young people. Mr. Lytle, where did you go? There you go. He's one of our happy recipients. Good to see you there, my friend. And I know that he received it, not just because he's a wonderful young man, as well as his sisters. You know, Dad's awesome too. Don't want to play favoritisms here. I know I realized for him that he did not just receive it because the bishop got the words right and the oil hit the forehead with his thumb, which is all important for the sacrament to be valid, and I'm not trying to minimize that. But I know that Mr. Lytle and his confirmation group, and all who have been confirmed this year, the 18 between our sophomores and our adults who got confirmed this year in our parish, received the gifts of the Holy Spirit because afterwards, the joy, the peace, the happiness, the sense of love that I felt at that reception was just so self-evident. I'll never forget one time I was at a big old retreat in San Diego. It was like 3,000 young people had got together. I heard confessions for 9 hours. And when I left, some of our group were shocked at how happy I was and how energized I was. Like, Father, 9 hours of confessions, we kind of figured you'd probably be dead to the world. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm tired. But there's just a joy that I feel when I saw kid after kid after kid just unload all these things that they had been carrying on their shoulders like spiritual boulders for years, and watch them darn near skip out of the confessional in joy and happiness in life. And so therefore, I think that when we talk about what does it mean to be a missionary people, before we get into the whole sharing religious resources and classes and all that kind of stuff, we need to ask two foundational questions. How is our prayer life doing? And then along with that prayer, to take the spiritual pulse on our happiness meter, our joy meter, our peace meter. How are we doing in those areas? Do we find a spirit of happiness and joy and peace emerging within our lives? Or are we allowing bitterness and anger and division to be the things that define us? Truth is powerful, but if truth is used as a weapon to divide, not us from sin, we want to be divided from sin, that's the good division. But when we start to divide each other as people of love, when we start to create wedges between each other as a people of faith, we need to step back and acknowledge something has gone wrong. So this week, I would ask you to do one simple thing with somebody in your life, can be close to you or not close to you, a friend or family. Share your faith with somebody this week. But when you share it, please, I beg you as your priest, do not do it in the way that, I'll be honest, even grinds me as a priest when I have, dare I say, even other Catholics come up, hey, Father, let me tell you what, you're wrong and I'm right. Oh, man. That's not spirit-led evangelization. That's not a healthy approach. Share it more from the standpoint of, look at what God has blessed me with, and I'm so thankful for that. And I want to share that with you in love, because you're a beloved child of God, I'm a beloved child of God, and if there's nothing else we can agree upon other than that, let us rejoice together. What a beautiful move of evangelization that would be. And share that with joy. Share that with peace. Share that with a sense of love. Be evangelists of the gospel of hope. Be evangelists of the gospel of peace. Be evangelists of the gospel of love. Be an evangelist this week of the gospel of Christ.